Hello, this is Michael. Thank you for listening to the podcast today. I do really appreciate it. You know, if you'd like more information, you can visit me online at michaelottministries.org. And while you're there, you can see my email address on top of the page, so you can contact me at that address for prayer requests or comments or any other concern. Thanks again for listening today. And as we always do, it would be my great honor and a great joy to pray for you. My loving Father, thank you so very much for all who hear these words today. And not only them, but everyone they care about and all the things they love. It's a simple prayer I pray for them each and every day, that their lives would be heaven on earth, full of glory and grace and joy and happiness. And all these things I ask through Christ Jesus my Lord. Amen. The message today is called, I Still Do. We begin in John chapter 3. You all know this one. For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Then we back up to John chapter 1, verse 29. The next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him, and he saith, Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. Then to John chapter 12, verse 32, where Jesus said, And I, if I am lifted up from the earth, I will draw all people to myself. Now he was saying this to indicate what kind of death he was going to die. Then to 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 10, For this end we toil and strive, because we have our hope set on the living God, who is the Savior of all people, especially of those who believe. As I was praying today, I heard Father speak, and he said, I still do. And I asked, Still do what, Your Majesty? He said, I still love the world that I sent my Son to save. I didn't send him to condemn, but to save those whom were confused and wandering like sheep without a shepherd. Then he asked me to listen and write and publish his words. And here are his words. He said, My loved ones, there is only one purpose in heaven and in earth, and that purpose is love. I am love, and my whole being is a burning, unquenchable fire of passion towards each and every one of my children. So who are my children? Do you remember what our beloved Paul told you? There is one God, who is the Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in you all. In the early days of the church, my loved ones went about spreading the great news of reconciliation, telling others that they were loved and telling them that their sins were taken away at the cross, and they were free to come home with no shame. This is the true message of the gospel, but today's church is more concerned with correcting morals than loving those who are broken. The good news is that this is about to change. Morality has fallen apart because people don't know who they are and don't know how much they are loved. Instead of teaching the truth, those who should be spreading love are spreading hate and division. They forgot that my Son took away the sins of the world. Remember what I said to Peter? Don't call unclean that which I've already cleansed. This was before he went to Cornelius' house. This was before the Holy Spirit had come upon those who were at the house. Think of it this way. Suppose that in your town there's a street where all the lamps have lost connection and they no longer shine. The streets are dark and scary. Every Sunday your pastor preaches against the darkness. You gather your friends and you curse the darkness, and you march against the darkness, and you have fundraisers to change legislation to outlaw the darkness. But no one realizes that all you must do to stop the darkness is restore the connection and repair the lights. The lights don't know they are broken because they are disconnected from their power source. This is what the true gospel does. It restores the connection and restores the lights. My loved ones, soon all things will change. Many in my church are seeing the truth of my love, and it's changing their lives. They understand broken people do broken things, and only the truth of the gospel can fix them. As it is written, all sin is unbelief. Not believing the truth about who they are leaves people vulnerable to fall into the dark places of thought. They end up in a dark place in their minds. They're confused and don't know that they are children of God, and they lose their way. You can't mandate or legislate morality, and that is why the prisons are full. More laws and more punishment are not the answer. Love is the answer. Truth is the answer. Telling people the absolute truth of their divine heritage is the answer to their problems. Identity changes everything. If they knew their true identity, they would not be confused about who they are. My lovely ones, do you remember that my son told you that if you clean the inside of the container, the outside will be clean? Trying to clean people from the outside is useless. You must get to the heart of the matter, which is the ignorance of who they are. Once people know who they are and know they are my offspring or loved beyond their wildest dreams, then the living water inside will take care of all the outwardly problems. My church cries out for the power the early church had, but they don't preach the same message that the early church preached. My son sent out disciples into every town and told them to heal all the sick within and then preach the gospel. They didn't ask them to believe and be healed. They showed them my loving kindness and allowed them to respond to that act of love that they had experienced. Think of my son when he encountered anyone who was trapped in sin. He never condemned. He set them free by the love he had for them. He told the woman who was about to be stoned to death for adultery that her sins were forgiven and go and sin no more. Well, she hadn't asked for forgiveness. It was given before she asked. Knowing she was loved and forgiven broke the power of sin in her life. It's the same with the crippled man. He was told, "Your sins are forgiven. Take up your bed and walk." Knowing he was forgiven broke the power of sickness in his life and set him free. The same guilt keeps many crippled in mind and body today. What if they knew they were already forgiven? What if those who call themselves the church didn't tell them every day that they are guilty and deserve what they are suffering? What if instead they were told they are beloved, precious children of God? The way to set people free is to proclaim to them that they are already free. I was in Christ on the cross reconciling the world unto myself, not counting men's sins against them. Religion has told people that I am mean and angry and can't wait to throw people into a burning fire. Those who say such things are more confused than the people they are judging. I am love, and love does what love is. I am reaching out to each and every person to let them know they are loved, and all that is needed is to believe it, and to believe that I set them free already, and come home like the prodigal son. Knowing who you are changes what you do. My son is the lamb that took away the sins of the whole world. If you're judging people because of their sin, then you are the one in unbelief and don't understand the power of my son's crucifixion and his resurrection. Love is the eternal cure for sin, and hate never fixed anything. So what I'm saying, my loved ones, is to know who you are and how much you are loved. Come to know my love that passes beyond anything you could ever dream, and you will be filled with my fullness. The river of living water within you will overflow and cure everything in your world and in the world of those around you. It is written that my son is the light that lights every man who comes into the world. The gospel message is not judgment and doom, but the revealing of the spark of love that is within every person. You don't have to bring them to church or to some altar. You just need to show them the life that is already in them. Every person alive has a spirit, and I am the Father of all spirits. Remember the one called Saul? He was out persecuting the church, but I met him on a road and showed him the light of who I am and who he is. He left everything he believed behind him and even changed his name. He said that I revealed my son in him, and that changed his life. He quickly realized I was always in him, and he didn't know it. You're all one, and you can't persecute another without harming yourself. I don't mean one as there is only one person. I mean one in the sense that you are all family. I am the one God and Father of you all. My firstborn that you call Jesus was the firstborn among many brethren. Do you remember what John saw in his revelation? A great multitude standing before the throne that no one could count, from every tribe and nation and every tongue. These are my children. Each of you is an individual, but each of you is a part of one. My firstborn was an individual, but he proclaimed that he and I are one. You are all my children. You're not all me, but are no less than me. As a child is no more or less than their father. The father is greater because he was first, and the child did not produce himself, but was the offspring of the father. This is why you were told to know no man after the flesh, for you are all spirit of my spirit. Just because one of my children forgot who they are and choose to live in the pig pen doesn't mean they are not my children. The part of you that is spirit is eternal. At the center of each of you is the spirit that is born of incorruptible seed and is not touched by your mistakes and failures, but remains holy forever. So look for me in every person, even the ones who have lost their way. Remind them of who they are and lead them to the truth that has always been true about them. They are beloved children who have forgotten who they are and where they came from. My children, be ready. The gospel of love is about to sweep the world like wildfire. When the world is swept, all will know me from the least to the greatest. You are entering the age of love and healing, and the whole world will be healed as they learn the truth that they are already complete. Tell each and every one you meet that I adore them. Tell them their sins were forgiven and broken at the cross. Tell them that their sickness and disease was taken away by my beloved Son. Tell them they are free already and only need to believe it to leave their horrors behind them. Sickness, disease, poverty, racism, hate, and violence will become things you read about in history books and not things that happen every day. I put man into the earth to turn the earth into heaven, and that is in progress. My plan hasn't changed. I sent my firstborn into the world to proclaim my goodness, and so I send each of you also. You are the light of the world, and the city set on a hill. Shine brightly until the earth is filled with my glory, and that glory shines in every heart. Why will this happen, you ask? It will happen because I still do. And this is the end of the words he gave me to share with you today. I sure hope you're encouraged by these words. Until next time, grow rich in his grace. I love you each and every one, and I'll see you soon.